You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Todd Allbaugh Show coming up right after we are done. And the 12 o'clock news, Todd from noon to 2. Friend of the show, Brady Ewing, going to join Todd today. They're going to talk about this weekend's matchup of Wisconsin versus Rutgers. And you can hear that game starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Listen on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids and also on WRJN in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha. Wisconsin at Rutgers tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It is 11:52. That means it's time for the latest edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We had a really nice text after yesterday's show when we talked about the mouse infestation. And texter sent in, Jane and Greg, I laughed so hard at the mice invasion I had to pull my car over. Thank you. I needed that today. Love your show. Thank you so very much for that. We really appreciate it. And we do read every single text. We don't always have the chance to respond to them in real time, but we do actually read every single one and every email as well.
And if you are on the live stream right now, all 204 of you, if you left a live stream comment, we'd read that too.
We would see that as well.
Hi.
Yes. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it to Greg and me. At Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today's thing, Calvin found it. Calviente, why don't you explain a little bit what today's thing is?
Yeah, so I guess, I don't know if it was Tesla exclusive or if this was a wider automotive show.
It was invitation only, I know that.
Okay, so, but Tesla unveiled two new products, a robo-taxi and a larger robo-taxi. And before I say what I think of this shouldn't be a thing, I'll preface this. I shared this article with Jane and Greg found it independently and we all almost came up with different directions to take which aspect of this should not be a thing.
Right.
But for me, it was the larger robo-taxi is spelt Robovan, and I'm like,
so it's Robovan.
Yeah, I'm like, Robovan. Okay, that makes sense to me. But then Elon like introduces it, and he's like, yeah, this is the new Tesla Robovan.
What?
And I was like, okay, maybe he's making a joke. And then he said it like three more times, the Tesla Robovan. I'm like, it's a very obviously Robovan, dude.
He's Robovan?
So is the smaller one the Tesla? Tesla Robo minivan?
No, I think the smaller one's just the Robo taxi, to be honest. I didn't really look that far into that.
Robo vans.
Robo.
Just some weird off pronunciation that makes it sound like not Robo.
Are we pronouncing the other? Is it pronounced Cybertruck?
It could be. Well, I also love the event was underway, according to this article from CNBC. He got there an hour late.
Yeah.
He got there an hour late. That's not a very good reflection on your cyber cab if you can't get to your own event on time.
Well, when I saw the video clips, you're not talking about what was also there, which was a parade of robots.
Yeah.
He unveiled, he wants to be Tony Stark. He wants a suit of armor around the world. He wants to be it so much. But he isn't. First of all, he's dumb. Second, he doesn't invent anything.
No.
He just takes. And third, he's weird. Robovan, shut up. And you know what happened? Do you know what happened on the website that he bought? Everyone's like, because he said the robots will be able to do anything. And everyone's like, anything? And it's all lewd pictures. Because when you say that, that's what you open yourself up to. And then there was a video of him getting into, I guess we're calling it, the Rebovan now.
Rebovan.
And he gets into the right side, the passenger side seat, and the door closes like a terrible futuristic car and just slowly jaunts away.
Yeah, I mean, the cars look like they're almost pulled from the video game Cyberpunk 2077. It takes place in this future city called Night City. It's like around San Francisco, like in the game, but whatever. And that's not a good thing, I would say, because this is a dystopian city where corporations and organized crime are the de facto government.
Oh,
fantastic.
Sounds like his...
That sounds like Nirvana.
His perfect world.
My take on this, the presentation ended with Elon saying, "Let's party," and the live stream showing a group of Optimus robots dancing to club hits. That should not be a thing.
This is the first. Ew. I think this is the first "this should not be a thing" that has many sub "this should not be a things." Like when you read a document, like subsection 2, the Optimus Primuses.
Robots.
Yeah. You know, let's just start. Elon Musk shouldn't be a thing. Robovan shouldn't be a thing. Robots, anything having to do with technology and him shouldn't be a thing. His weird jump shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we have Jabba the Musk here.
Exactly. Exactly.
With hut-like arms.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me, James Says at civicmedia.us. That was today's edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, all of our engineers, everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend and you have the chance to share it. News is next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you Monday.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.